Enjoy early access to ad-free episodes each week when you subscribe to Wedding Planning Podcast Premium in Apple Podcasts. Enjoy the show. Chasing down RSVPs, creating your seating chart, prepping a wedding day emergency bag, your final dress fitting, getting your nails done, finishing all the last-minute projects. Today, we're going to get organized and we're going to recapture your sanity in a detailed review of all the last-minute wedding details to prepare for in the 2 weeks before your wedding. That's all coming up next on the Wedding Planning Podcast. Why, hello there, and welcome to a brand new episode of the Wedding Planning Podcast. I hope you're having an amazing week, and I hope everything's going smoothly with your wedding plans. Today on the show, we're going to do a really detailed and really important review of some of the last minute wedding details that you can expect to be handling in the 1 to 2 weeks before your wedding day. Now, if you have a wedding day coming up quickly, then maybe you're starting to feel the heat on getting things wrapped up and organized. And some common things we're going to talk about today are your final RSVPs, creating a seating chart, and then self-care items, picking up your dress. There are just so many details that pile up in those last few days. And even if your wedding is still months away, this show is perfect for you to proactively listen to and take some notes about the things that you can anticipate in those final weeks before your wedding day approaches. Now, I'm going to start today with last minute wedding headache number one, and that is chasing down your RSVPs and getting your final guest list count finalized. This is a really, really important piece because a lot of other things hinge upon getting that number finalized. So for example, your caterer is going to need a final headcount so that they can finalize your meal plans and your final bill. If your venue is charging per person, then that is also critical information for you to pass along to them. And then it's also key to know how many people you're expecting before you secure all the small little extra stuff like wedding favors, place card holders, welcome bags, any other gifts you're preparing for your guest, so that you don't go way over or way under. In terms of when you should aim to have all of your RSVPs in this show, we're really focusing on about the last 2 weeks before your wedding. In a perfect world, I would try to have all of your RSVPs into you 4 weeks ahead of your wedding day. Now, this is a bit longer of a timeline than what you'll find if you Google the topic. The standard advice runs all the way up to that 2 week mark. In my humble opinion, that just does not give you enough wiggle room or enough time. So why don't we do ourselves a favor, and when you ask your guests to RSVP as you're sending out your invitations, ask them to RSVP 4 weeks before your wedding date. Now, if you're listening and that's all been said and done and you're at the 2 week mark and you do need to go out and chase those RSVPs, then that is definitely an item to prioritize ASAP. And to be honest, you do not need to be the one to do it necessarily. This is an easy item that you can delegate to your mother, maybe your future mother-in-law, have them kind of divide and conquer each side of the family and have them place the phone calls, make the texts, send the emails, and badger people until they give you a firm yes or no answer. And then our next item for your last 2 week checklist is final dress fittings or suit or tuxedo, and then also picking up your dress or your suit or tux. Now, your salon or store, wherever you're borrowing or renting or buying your attire, they may have different guidelines, but I would recommend a final fitting take place about 2 weeks before your wedding. This gives you a little bit of cushion time in case there's any small last minute adjustments that need to be made. And then in terms of getting your clothes home, what a wonderful question, because wedding dresses, as we talked about a couple weeks ago, they can be humongous. They can weigh 10 or more pounds. And if you have a huge wedding dress and a small car, then getting that dress home is a legitimate concern. So if it is an option, I would suggest trying to borrow a bigger car if you have access to one or if that's an option. And then ideally, I would lay the dress as flat as possible in the back seat or with the seats down. Make sure the dress is bagged completely with absolutely no pieces hanging out. And then if you cannot access a bigger car, if that's not an option, it's not the end of the world, confirm with your boutique or your dress store, but your dress should be fine if you just fold it over in half and put it in the back seat and take it home. And I don't need to tell you to take it out of the car right away and hang it up and all of that. I know you're going to be careful. That's a very prized possession. And you're going to make sure that nothing happens to it. You can ask your dress boutique or wherever you got this dress. You can ask for tips on how to hang it, final steaming instructions, etc. They'll be able to provide all of that information for you. And moving right along, next on our last minute to-do list, if you do not have a dedicated wedding planner who you've hired to be there on your day of, it's very critical, I stress very critical, that you assign some kind of point person to be your eyes and ears on your wedding day. You may need more than one person, to be perfectly honest. And if you're 2 weeks before your wedding day and that has not happened yet, then it needs to happen ASAP. You are not going to be the one who's running around trying to make accommodations for people, answering people's questions. Absolutely not. This is your wedding day and I want you to be free to enjoy it. But in order for that to happen, you absolutely have to have someone designated who knows all of the ins and outs, all the vendors, who's showing up when and where, what gets placed when and where, all the FAQs that anyone's going to have. You need to have someone able to manage that for you. This is a big topic and I'm really nutshelling it right now. My final word on this is that ideally your point person will not be someone extremely, extraordinarily close to you. Ideally, your closest friends and family, your wedding party, your mothers, your fathers, your family, they should be able to enjoy your wedding as well. Do with that what you will. If you don't have a ton of options, it might have to be someone from your wedding party. That's totally fine. The most important part, though, is that someone is delegated to handle all the stuff that's going to come up on your actual wedding day. Susan's Travel Services is so excited to partner with you to plan your honeymoon, destination wedding, or maybe even your bachelor or bachelorette party. Susan and her team have been planning dream vacations for 27 years, and they are truly the best in the business for start-to-finish planning services. Travel and new experiences are incredibly special to me, and Susan and her team have helped me plan some unforgettable vacations, including a bachelorette party in Cabo and a family anniversary celebration in Cancun. They meticulously researched the best all-inclusive options for us based on some very specific priorities, and the professional assistance in choosing location, resort, activities, and transportation was absolutely priceless. From all-inclusive resorts in Mexico and the Caribbean, overwater bungalows in the Maldives, or that African safari that you've always dreamed of, save yourself hours of research and guesswork and let Susan and her team find you the best options for a once-in-a-lifetime vacation. Reach out to Susan and her team today by emailing info@susanstravelservices.com. And be sure to let her know that I sent you and get $50 off your final booking or $200 off your destination wedding. Her email one more time is info@susanstravelservices.com. And then moving on to our next checklist item is make sure you have your marriage license. You're going to need to check with your specific state and get all the details on any application requirements and the expiration date of the license so that you can make sure to get this on your calendar. Ideally, this is not happening in the last 2 days before your wedding. Ideally, this has been handled prior. But again, there is like a shelf life, so to speak, for lack of a better term. Like, you have to get the license by X date, and then you need to be married by 14 days from that. Everywhere is different. It's impossible for me to say exactly what the requirements are where you are. So definitely make sure to check in with your county clerk and see what your options are and figure that out well in advance. And then to skip one back, sorry, I should have flip-flopped the order of these. You will also want to discuss and create a very detailed wedding day timeline with your wedding planner or with whoever you've designated to be your point person, like we talked about 2 points ago. You can find lots and lots and lots of wedding day timeline templates on Pinterest. I'm not going to go into detail here. Everyone's day of timeline is going to look a little bit different. But very important that you take the time to really be thoughtful and really be thorough about everything that's going to need to go down on your wedding day and have that all mapped out and have it shared with everyone who is going to be involved. If you have a hired wedding planner, they will most likely be handling that for you. That's one of the priceless services that wedding planners provide and take off of your plate. But if you're not working with a professional, this is something that you will need to sit down and think through from start to finish. I would recommend grabbing a friend, a member of your wedding party, a family member, multiple people, and going through that day from start to finish and literally writing down every single time block that you're going to need to account for. I do have a very, very, very detailed episode on creating your wedding day timeline, so I'll get that queued up to broadcast in the coming weeks or so. Very, very helpful. And then next up, we have things on your wedding day that you're going to need to have with you. So let's call them wedding day essentials. And this could be anything like makeup for touch-ups, accessories, shoes, backup shoes for when your feet start to hurt, any shapewear, your wedding rings, that's a big one. Anything that you're going to need to have with you when you're getting ready on wedding day. We can assume that many of us will not be getting ready at our actual house on the wedding day. You may be at your venue, maybe you're at a hotel, whatever. The important part is that you have proactively planned for everything you're going to need and you have it in a dedicated, safe place and it's all accounted for well in advance. So this is not a last minute thing that you are scrambling around to take care of. I've heard from couples who waited until literally the last night, the rehearsal dinner, came home exhausted after drinks and being out all night long and realized that they had not put together all the things they were going to need for the next day. And it was a last minute scramble. And when we scramble around in the last minute, chances are very, very high that we're going to forget something. So please be proactive about this. Get it all set aside. One less thing you need to do. And then same as I touched on with the wedding day timeline, the wedding day essentials that you're going to need, that's also a good item to verbally walk through with a trusted friend or a family member and ask them what you might be forgetting. And very helpful, you can also find lots and lots of wedding day emergency bag checklists on Pinterest, so that would be a good thing to hit Pinterest for. And then next we have self-care notes. We have some self-care tasks that get completed leading up to the wedding. Now, of course, things like getting your nails done, we can't do that like 2 weeks before your wedding. There are certain things that are going to need to wait to the last minute. That's just the way it is. Obviously, your makeup is a very last minute item. Things like waxing, getting your hair cut, colored highlights, anything like that should be happening in the week or two before your wedding day. No one should be getting their hair colored the day before. No one should be getting a new haircut the day before. Okay, this is not probably the time to try out a dramatic new thing. Go ahead and get all of your self-care stuff lined up in the 2 weeks prior and make sure that you're not saving everything for the last couple days. And then next item here is if you plan on sharing a special gift or a letter with your new husband or wife, then this should be prepared and ready to go in the weeks before. That is also not a good item to wait until the night before your wedding and hope that after you come home from your rehearsal and you're exhausted and you've had a few drinks and you just want to go to bed, now you need to sit and get inspired and write the greatest love note of your life. Probably not going to happen. So think about that in the week or the 2 weeks ahead of time. Get it over, get it done with, get it taken care of. Next on our last minute wedding checklist, you are going to want to set aside all of your special decoration items that you have made or ordered so that nothing gets left behind. This happens all the time too, where couples order special custom napkins or a great sign or place cards and you don't really keep it organized, so stuff gets left behind and then you don't even get to use them. Any wedding projects that you're doing related to decorations, favors, name cards, do-it-yourself menus, signs, all of that should be wrapped up in the 2 weeks ahead of your wedding. Those are things that can be done ahead of time. They are not time sensitive, like they can be done and sit for a month. Get all that stuff off your plate so that you have one less thing cluttering up your mental space in the final days. And as we wrap up today, I will say that this is not by any means an all-inclusive list of every single thing. I would need dozens of episodes to review everything in great, great detail. It was meant to be an overview so that you can start proactively thinking through your exact situation, your exact specifics, and start making the lists and start getting things organized right now so that when you get to the final 2 weeks, everything has already been thought of. You've been very proactive. I will link to some Pinterest resources in today's show notes, and I will also link to a blog post that I put together for today's show, and you can find that in the show notes when you have a hands-free moment. Creating your wedding seating chart is the last thing on my list of last-minute wedding to-dos, and I think it deserves more time than we have left this week. So next week on Wednesday, let's talk about everything you need to know to create your wedding reception seating chart. Thank you so much for being here with me this week on the Wedding Planning Podcast, and we will talk again next week, same time, same place.